This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. There's been a fair bit of conversation this week around electric vehicles. Apparently, by 2030, they will be the preferred kind of car for people to buy. I'm joined by Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the REA. Mark, how's it going?
Very good, thanks, Jordan. And I know we've spoken about electric vehicles a couple of times, but it's kind of getting close to the stage of, you know, these things are really starting to become the reality. And the government's announcement in the budget that they're going to put $13.4 million into helping get some of that charging infrastructure out there was welcomed by us, actually. And now they're getting to the pointy end of it. They've been out and been looking for businesses who want some help to put them in. And these are businesses that the business case might not ordinarily stack up. So you might have some accommodation up in the Flinders or on Kangaroo or Coonawarra or one of those sort of places. And it's not worth it putting it in right now, but the government is saying, look, we'll help you with some money, and if you put it into an integrated network, we'll help you get it out there. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting period.
Of course, yeah, that's the anxiety amongst a lot of people with electric vehicles is that you don't want to get stuck halfway between a charging station, especially in the regions where we're so spread out.
Yeah, look, there's parallels, I suppose, for when we started with cars about where you got petrol from, and that's kind of what this is designed to do. So you know, hopefully when we start to see the detail of the plans, we'll even see, you know, places like Coober Pedy, which has, you know, got lots of long stretches, hopefully become viable so that, you know, the people who do want to get up there in the future who have an electric vehicle know that they can just drive up there and know that they'll be serviced. So, it's the beginning of a new era, and we'll start to see significant ramp up. You know, some forecasts are saying by 25, 26, some of the cheaper brands may reach price parity. Now, price parity means that a petrol car will cost about the same as an electric car, and therefore people will just move across. Dearer brands might be a bit further on from that, but there are some car companies that have said, you know, come 2030, we just won't be making internal combustion engine vehicles. So this is the future.
And with I guess charging stations, I've heard people complain that that you don't want to have to sit there and wait 40 minutes for your car to charge. But when it comes to charging at like a station of some sort, is it more of a quick charge than a slow thing?
Probably an analogy I could use for country listeners is, you know, how you pull up and there's the diesel pump for the cars and there's the diesel pump for the trucks, the high pressure ones. Well, out there, you will probably find a range of EV chargers from 50 kilowatt an hour to 350 kilowatts an hour. So that's a factor of seven. So some will be able to charge them seven times quicker than the other ones, but they will be positioned where they're needed. So the very fast ones would be on freeways and highways where they're like a traditional petrol bowser and probably going to be on a service station, whereas the 50 kilowatt ones could probably be in regional tourist areas where you're going to get out and go and have a look for a couple of hours at either a walk or go in and do the park or something like that. And then there'll be a myriad of overnight infrastructure so that, you know, normal accommodations such as motels and hotels will be able to scale it up so that they can cope with more than, you know, just the one electric vehicle. They can cope with a couple of them there overnight as well.
Are there any particular brands so far that have been kicking goals as far as electric vehicles? Just looking at like a car sales site, Nissan Leafs seem to be quite a fair bit around the place.
Yeah, and so they've been around for a long time, and they were dear to start with and didn't have a lot of range. But this new model that came out 2 months ago has got, you know, a couple of hundred Ks range now. Still not as good as a lot of others, but the prices are coming down. We're starting to see the take-up of, there's a Chinese brand called MG. They bought the old English brand, but essentially it's a Chinese vehicle that's mid-40s. And they haven't got a lot of range, but they're starting to sort of get the sales numbers up there. And now you're starting to see, in fact, a lot of high-end performance companies will see that their sports models will be electric only because of the performance of those electric engines.
I know there's a popular thing on social media at the moment, a bloke taking coal miners around in his electric vehicle to show off just, I guess, how impressive they can be. And by the looks of it, because they're quiet and they're quick, it seems to be an attractive vehicle, at least for people who get a bit of a thrill out of that kind of thing.
Yeah, look, the biggest issue the industry's got is to get people in just to experience them. I think once people have been in one, they'll be impressed by three things. One, as you said, how quiet it is. Two, how quickly they take off from the get-go. You know, electric motors develop their power, their maximum power, from 0 kilometres an hour, whereas petrol engines develop the revs to build up to get their power. And also how smooth they are. You know, most of them don't have a transmission, so it's just one continuous linear pull. And you've got things like the Porsche electric Taycan now doing 0 to 100 in 2.7 seconds, which is, you know, beyond Ferrari speeds. You know, it's astronomical, and it's continuous.
I guess maybe South Australia's government's idea of an electric vehicle race rather than the V8 supercars won't be as boring as some people may think.
No, well, it could be the case. When you look at this state, you know, we're heading towards 2/3 renewable energy by the end of this year. I think they're forecasting that, and be continuing to sort of head to zero or to 100% renewables. Within, I think, 5 or 6 years, then you are going to see the viability and why EVs make so much sense.
No worries. Well, Mark, thank you so much for chatting.
Thanks for your interest, Jordan.
That was Mark Borlase, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA on your Classic It's Breakfast.